This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can love tomatoes or you can hate them, but you got to respect them. Not just for the lycopenes, but because they could soon affect the global economy. Tomato growers in Florida have been pressing the Obama administration to end a 16-year-old tomato agreement with Mexico, which the White House has tentatively agreed to do. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looks at what could be the makings of a trade war.
At this warehouse in central Florida, the packing machinery gets a test before the season starts next week. Tony DeMare is a third-generation tomato farmer. He hopes this season is better than the last.
As a result of last year's total devastation in the marketplace, we have lost three major tomato producers in the state of Florida. Our industry is shrinking, and the Mexican industry seems to be growing.
He blames Mexican growers for selling tomatoes in the U.S. for less than it costs to produce them. That practice is known as dumping. Florida farmers have accused Mexico of dumping before, back in 1996. The two countries reached an agreement where Mexican farmers won't sell tomatoes in this country below a certain price. DeMare thinks the agreement is outdated.
We're asking to do away with the agreement. You'll have an open border of completely unrestricted free trade.
That kind of talk worries U.S. beef, pork, and chicken producers. They've been victims of retaliation in past trade disputes with Mexico. So their anxiety is almost like something out of the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Even the mere mention of the word is sufficient to induce panic.
Tomato.
Rather than panic, Mexican farmers are suspicious. They suspect election year pandering and say they've heard it all before from Florida farmers.
This is not something that started last week. They have been in a position of free market in tomatoes against Mexico since the 1800s.
Martin Lay grows around 22 million pounds of tomatoes a year in Mexico and ships them to the U.S. and Canada. He's in Washington, D.C. this week representing Mexican farmers in negotiations with the Commerce Department. Lay says his company produces cheaper tomatoes because it has adapted to the marketplace.
We have innovated into new varieties and into new tomato types in the marketplace by giving a tomato that is very flavorful, that is very attractive, that smells really good.
Lay worries that the U.S. will slap Mexican tomatoes with a new tariff, which could spark an all-out trade war. But Reggie Brown with the Florida Growers Exchange says the U.S. won't be responsible.
If there is any threat of war, it is based upon the retaliation threats that have been hurled by the Mexican industry and the Mexican government.
Mexico has struck back in the past. That's why some U.S. companies and even Walmart have sided with the Mexican growers. American businesses don't want a tomato trade war to eat into their revenues. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.